From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There is a change in the U.S. political scene. Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders trail in the overall race to be their party's nominee for president, but each scored an important primary victory Tuesday in the northern state of Wisconsin. Cruz defeated Donald Trump 48% to 35%.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America. We have a choice, a real choice.
The Texas senator also turned his attention to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democrat frontrunner, boasting that he will win not only the Republican nomination, but also the November general election. Trump gave no public comments Tuesday night, but his campaign did issue a statement harshly attacking Cruz as being propelled by those who seek only to keep Trump from being nominated at the party convention in Cleveland in July. Sanders, a senator from Vermont, beat Clinton with 56% of the vote in the Democratic side of the Wisconsin election. He has now won 6 out of the last 7 states. He told supporters that his campaign has momentum.
All over this country, young people are standing up and they're saying, you know what? We want to help determine the future of this country, which we are going to inherit.
However, Clinton has a large delegate lead, especially when adding in the so-called superdelegates who have pledged to support her but are free to change their mind later. Democratic contests award delegates proportionately, so Sanders needs not to only beat Clinton in future states but do so by large margins. This is